The hymn. Do you know what tidings are? Glad tidings I bring. Tidings are news. That's a big word for news. Good news I bring that Jesus has come to save me. And I am certainly glad that he came to save me. And he calls all the G-I-R-L-S. What are those? Girls, yes. And he wants all the B-O-Y-S too. What are they?
Boys.
Boys, yeah. All right. To T-R-U-S-T in him. What does that mean?
Trust.
And have all their sins now washed away. And, you know, I trusted the Lord Jesus when I was very, very young. I wonder, boys and girls, I'm going to ask a question. I want you boys and girls to observe. How many people here, adults, received the Lord Jesus Christ when they were very young? Raise your hand. Isn't that wonderful? Look at that. That's the time to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, is when you're young. All right. How about another? Yes. Number 47.
When he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, it shall shine in his beauty, bright gem for his crown. He will gather the gems for his kingdom, all the pure ones, all the bright ones, his loved and his own.
Second verse of this hymn says, He will gather the gems for his kingdom, all the pure ones. What does pure mean? P-U-R-E. What does that mean? Nobody knows. Yes, what's pure mean? Clean. Yes, clean. Now, suppose I've got a bottle that's clean on the outside and dirty on the inside. Is it pure? Is it really clean? What do you think?
No.
I see boys and girls here this morning that are nice and clean. Their mother or father has trained them or done the work themselves to make them clean. They have clean clothes on. They have clean faces and clean hands. Well, what about the inside? He says he will gather all the pure ones, all the bright ones, his loved and his own. Are you his own this morning? Are you sure you're his? All right. Need a song from a girl. I had two boys choose this morning. Any girls want to choose a song? Yes. 41. Number 41. All right.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will hear the anthem ring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God high. In shining robes of spotless white, each one will be arrayed, dwelling in everlasting light and joys that never fade, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. What brings them to that world above that heaven so bright and fair, where all is peace and joy and love, how came the children there singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. Because the Savior shed his blood to purge away their sin, now wash in that most precious blood, behold and white and clean, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
Now, before we sang this song, we talked about being pure, being clean. Who can tell me how we get clean in the sight of God? We're not talking about clean hands or clean clothes or clean faces, but how do we get clean inside before the eye of God? How do we get clean? Yes. We trust in Him, but how does He do it? We just sang in this song here, because, yes. Yes, the Lord Jesus died for us. What does the last verse of this song say? Because the Savior shed His blood to purge away our sin. You know, purging is more than just outside washing. That's getting the inside clean. When you purge something, you get down deep. Purge away their sin, now washed in that most precious blood, behold them white and clean. You say, how does it happen? Well, our brother Jim was up here last night, and he said, he explained how another preacher said, I don't know just how it happens, but God says it happens. And it does. It works. And so we expect to see millions of people in heaven someday, pure and clean through the blood of the Lord Jesus. Now, let's ask God's help this morning. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank you this morning for the gospel, the good news that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and He did it. He accomplished what He came to do, and we pray that each one here this morning if there is one here who has not trusted the Lord Jesus, and we are afraid there may be, that he or she might trust the Lord Jesus this morning, just simply receive your word. And we ask your help and blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I know most of you get Sunday school papers, and there are Sunday school papers. I saw them last night over on the edge of the bleachers there. So if you want one today, somebody will, if they're not there, they'll have them for you somewhere else. I know most of you get Sunday school papers, and in the Sunday school papers every week there is a memory verse. Does anybody know what the memory verse was for today? Yes, what was it? Go ahead. Can you say it? Yeah. That's right. Very good. I'm always relieved when the children agree with me. Because I know what I prepared for. Anybody else want to say the memory verse this morning? All right, we'll go to you next. Yes. Yes, anybody else? Okay. All right, there's no obligation. Go ahead. Yes. All right, go ahead. Anybody else? Okay.
It's time to seek the Lord and hear His voice.
All right. Anybody else? Go ahead.
It is time to seek the Lord.
Very good. Okay. Chris.
Okay, 10:12. It is time to seek the Lord.
All right.
It is time to seek the Lord and hear
His voice. Yes. I remember when I was young and I went to the trouble learning a verse, and then I didn't get asked to say it. I was disappointed. So I don't disappoint anybody this morning. And I got bad eyesight, so I missed somebody. Somebody else help me. Yes.
It's time to seek the Lord who is at 10:12.
All right. Okay.
It's time to seek the Lord who is at 10:12.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Someone there want to say the verse? Anybody else? Go ahead. This row here. Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. Sure. Yes. That's right. Okay. Very good. Anybody else? Now, with so many children saying the verse, we're glad it wasn't the long verse.
I think there's one more.
One more. Who else? Go ahead. Okay, very good. By the way, we're speaking about time this morning. Do you know why we sing at the beginning of Sunday school? Well, I know. Yeah, what? Why? Because what? Oh, you know. Well, I'll tell you. One reason we sing is because we should sing. And we need to sing, and we ought to sing. We have lots to sing about, but another reason is, well, sometimes I think we sing, we make a point of singing at the beginning of Sunday school to give time for those to get here who were not on time. And I'm talking about time this morning. We only have a half hour. We had a short verse, and it says, it is time to seek the Lord. So I want to talk about this verse. I'll move this microphone to the side here. It is time to seek the Lord. And it's in the Bible. God says so. Hosea 10:12. We just quoted it. We could look it up in the scriptures. Let's look it up just real quick. Hosea. Those of us that have Bibles. It says, Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. It is time to seek the Lord right now. But that is what time is for. That's why I press upon you. This is what time is for. Because someday there's not going to be any more time. What is going to come after time is gone? What?
Satan.
Well, maybe. We might want to talk about it that way, but so this might be a hard question for a child. What comes after time is gone? What?
Judgment.
Oh, that's something to think about. How about when you say?
The Lord.
The Lord? But I remember I didn't say who, I said what? Eternity. Eternity. That's not time. You know, we all think about time. As a matter of fact, I have up here some things to help us think about time. Who knows what this is? What is this? Well, a sort of a clock. Who knows what kind of a clock it is? Yes.
A sundial.
A sundial. Can you tell what time it is on that sundial? No, you can't. Excuse me, no sun. No sun. Sundial's no good if you haven't got a sun to cast a shadow. That's the first kind of clock, I think it's the first kind of clock that human beings ever had, was a sundial. And the sun would shine on this little projection on top of this little table, and it would create a shadow on the marks on the table and tell time. Now, inside this is a verse. Who's going to read the verse for me? Go ahead.
Remember now, thy Creator.
Right. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. That's right now. Remember now. This is important. All right. Got another piece of something else for telling time. Who can tell me what this is? What is it? An hourglass. What time is it? Or how much time is left? You can't tell. Because, see, this is the hourglass for eternity. Sand is all gone. You know, when they make an hourglass, they put sand in it, and then you turn the thing upside down, and the sand that was in the bottom is in the top, and it flows down, and by how long it takes for the sand or whatever is in the hourglass to go down, they can tell time. But someday, there's not going to be any time. Who's going to read the verse inside this? All right.
Come now and let us read the sun together, said the Lord. Isaiah 1:18.
Yes, come now. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Isaiah 1:18. All right. Now, we all know what this is. You know what? Oh, yeah. What is it?
That's a clock.
A clock. How many clocks have you seen like this one? I hope not too many. What time is it? You can't tell. No hands on this clock. We have hands on clocks that go around and point to the numbers, and we know what time it is. This is the clock for eternity. No time. There's going to come a time when there is no time. I don't know if there's going to come the end of time. To say there's going to come a time when there's no time is kind of a illogical statement. Oh, I forgot the verse inside there. Who's going to read the verse for me? All right.
God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17:6.
All right. God now commands all men everywhere to repent. All right. Now, what's this? What is it?
A watch.
A watch. Wristwatch. Now, this is a picture of a digital wristwatch. I drew this picture 20 years ago. They don't even look this cheap anymore. They got a lot more features. I made up these little pictures 20 or 30 years ago when wristwatches were a lot simpler. What time is it on the watch?
I don't know, because there isn't any time.
Yeah, someone would say it's time to replace the batteries. But time is, there's no time on the watch. I want to impress on us the importance of time, and I'm going to do it another little way. Oh, I forgot to check the verse inside. Who's going to read the verse inside for me? Someone who hasn't read a verse yet. Got upside down. That makes it difficult. Go ahead. Right. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now. Notice all these verses say now, because now is God's time. Now is the time the Lord has given us. It's time to seek the Lord. Now. Imagine not too many people knew these things were up there. Most podiums don't contain balloons. I'm going to get one or two more. We'll get it. I actually have more up here. Now, how many have ever had a balloon? Y'all had a balloon? Okay, now. How many got a balloon, say, over a year ago? Yeah? Where's that balloon now? It popped, didn't it? And so, what happens if you don't pop a balloon? If you don't pop a balloon, what happens? You tell me.
It shrinks.
It shrinks, yeah. Now, you're looking at these three balloons here. And these balloons are like our lives. They don't last forever. We all know that balloons are things that pop, things that shrink. They don't last forever. And they're just full of air, like little bubbles in the atmosphere. Balloons are like bubbles. Bubbles pop. And our lives are like this. Now, let's pretend that these balloons are boys or girls. Who would like to name a balloon? All right. Which one do you want to name?
The blue one.
The blue one. And what's his name?
Tammy.
Who? Hammy? Hammy. Okay, that's a different name. All right. This blue one here is Hammy. How about we name another balloon, just for the fun of it? Yes. Which one do you want to name? The green one. What's the green one's name? No, I'm not going to use that name. How about another name? It's too long. Yes.
The green.
The green. What number? What name?
George Washington.
Okay. We'll call it George for short. Don't laugh. There's been lots of people named George Washington. You're thinking the president, but there's a man named George Washington Carver. And so we'll talk about the green one. We'll set the blue one. We'll just leave the blue one for the time being. Or no, we named the blue one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Blue one's Hemi. And there's the green one here. And the red one, we'll save the orange for another little story. So we got two boys here. I don't know why we picked. I assume Hemi. Is Hemi a boy? Yeah, okay. They're both boys. Pretty tough. Look at that. Yeah. And you know, we start out our lives with plans. How many have already made some plans of what you'd like to be someday? What would you like to be? Couldn't hear that.
I would like to be a doctor
at an aquarium. A fish doctor. That's interesting. All right. We all like it. You know, I wanted to be a doctor when I was a boy. I thought it'd be wonderful to be a doctor. I still think it'd be wonderful to be a doctor, but the Lord didn't lead me that way. We all have plans. We think about what we're going to do. And so maybe it's Hemi here wants to be a doctor, and he goes to school, and he has these plans, and things be going pretty well for him. And you know, things like that happen in life. And what do we name this fellow here?
George Washington.
Most of the George Washingtons that have ever lived are dead. Our lives are short. Well, George Washington, There was a George Washington who was the president of this country, and most other George Washingtons were probably named after him. And I want to say, I just recently read a biography of George Washington, and he was a God-fearing man. I'm not sure he was a believer in the Lord Jesus, but he talked like it. I will say that. Can't judge for sure. How about you? Some of you talk like it too. Are you saved? But George Washington, he you know, people thought he was amazing. George Washington, the Indians said he was the man that couldn't be destroyed. They tried to kill him. He had horse after horse shot out under him, and bullets just went by him. He never got shot. But he died. You laugh, because these are just balloons. But this is what time is like. Time is coming to an end for every one of us. Every one of us. I'm looking forward to it. But some people aren't ready. Now, you know it's serious. It says here, it is time to seek the Lord. But what happens if I take time away? I have to write something else. It is, what does it say up here?
It is too late to seek the Lord.
Yeah, that's what it says. Now that is not in the Bible. So I'm going to take Hosea 10:12 off of here too. It is not yet too late to seek the Lord, but now is the time. That's what time is for. It's time to seek the Lord. That's what time is for. Everything counts. Every moment counts. Everything we do counts for eternity. Every moment of our lives. It is time to seek the Lord. And you know, time is going to end. I'll tell you a little secret. You can't see it from where you are, but I have a little pin on the tip of this pencil. This pencil looks harmless. There's lots of things in life that look harmless. But you couldn't see the pen. But I knew about it. Now, we have other things to remind us of time. And our time is about up. I'm just going to mention that I have. We use calendars to remind us of time. And I have calendars, free calendars. Anybody who wants a free calendar afterwards can come up and get it. And our time for Sunday school is up. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says the harvest is over, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. I wonder this morning, is there somebody here who's late? Late getting saved, but you're not too late yet. But you could be. The Lord Jesus could come any moment, and time will be past. Now, if I'd had more time, I would have used more balloons. There's more balloons in the back, and I will give away the rest of the balloons I have, but not till at lunchtime. All right? Lunchtime, you can collect. If you want to get a balloon, you can get one out of the back of this podium, or you can get one from me to blow up. I have extra balloons. I find that if I keep them too long, they're no good anyway. Now, the idea is to remember the importance of time. It is time. That's what it's for. The time the Lord has given you this morning. It's time to seek Him. The verse in Psalm 22, it says, they shall praise Him that seek Him. Let's pray. Our God and Father, this morning we ask, I'll press upon us.